Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Cullen McPherson. Good morning, Cullen.
Good morning, Len.
OPEC Plus met last week and decided to cut production. What does this mean for the balance of the market?
Well, it's completely irrelevant, really. And in fact, it's not even a fresh cut. Last month, the last OPEC meeting, they announced an increase of 100,000 barrels per day. And in the minutes of the most recent OPEC meeting, really they just clarified that that increase that they did in September, which applies for this month of 100,000 barrels per day, was only ever intended to apply for the month of September, not beyond. So they didn't actually cut production when they met. They just clarified that increase only applied for 1 month. So we're back to production in October will go back to where it was. And 100,000 barrels per day, I mean, let's be honest, it's 0.1% of global output. And most OPEC plus countries are not able to produce up to their limits anyway. So this wasn't even implemented by most members. So really, it's a rounding error in the scheme of things. And in fact, the latest US drilling report suggests that shale production is increasing by 130,000 barrels per day per month, just so comparable size, but that's a continuing sort of month-on-month increment. So that sort of puts into some kind of context. There was no mention of a longer-term plan. This had been suggested by the Saudi energy minister a few weeks ago that they were working on a longer-term plan. There was nothing about that in the minutes of the meeting. So we'll wait and see if that comes up. The next one, maybe. The only thing that was perhaps of interest was there was a mention of an option to call an OPEC Plus meeting at any time to address market developments if necessary. So basically a sort of threat that they might suddenly cut production unexpectedly if the markets fell too far, presumably. But so far it's not really been taken too seriously. And indeed, we had Brent trading under $90 per barrel at one point last week.
Talks with Iran are not going well, though. What is the latest on that?
Well, the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken said that it was now unlikely that a deal could be reached anytime soon. So that's it for now, basically. It looks like it was very close, but a few problems have come up in the last couple of weeks. I mean, firstly, Iran wanted to have some protection against the U.S. walking away from the deal again in the future, like Trump did if there's a change of administration. But very hard to see how the Americans could find a way of agreeing to that. And on top of that, Iran is demanding a stop to the International Atomic Energy Authority's investigations into certain sites in Iran that are suspected of nuclear activities before Iran starts to dismantle the program that is now enriching uranium close to weapons grade. And obviously, Iran doing that is a precondition to agreeing to relieve sanctions. But this certainly has helped crude strengthen a bit in the last few days.
And do you think oil prices will continue to be soft?
Well, there's certainly very little interest from speculators in being long oil at the moment. I mean, the speculative long positions on Brent and US crude are at the kind of levels, at the lowest levels that we saw during 2020. So really not much interest in from people in going being bullish on oil at the moment. Although, interestingly, if you look at other parts of the market, if you look at gas oil prices, for example, the ICE gas oil contract has remained above $1,000 per metric ton. This is a key driver behind diesel and jet fuel prices. So that perhaps suggests that aspects of demand are stronger than the price of Brent is suggesting. Anyway, in terms of technical levels for Brent, I think we have last week's low around $87.25 per barrel. There's resistance around the $95 per barrel area, which is kind of where we are at the moment. So that's basically been recent highs. So, you know, if we get a push through there, we might see more momentum building on that. And then we have a couple of moving averages in the $100 per barrel area. So that's really the next levels to look out for after that.
Thank you, Cullen. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Cullen McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Cullen an email on cullen.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.